Aircheckdownloads.com.
As a classic to start us off, Take On Me, Aha. You're listening to BBC Radio Norfolk. This is The Breakfast Show with me, Rob Butler, sitting in for Chris Gorham. He's back tomorrow. We're here through until 10 o'clock, and we have got plenty coming up. Later on, we're going to be talking to musical royalty that you may not have heard of. You might not have heard of this chap. You may have, but you will certainly know his songs. And he's got a very famous sister as well. So looking forward to that. It's something they've already recorded, and it's absolutely brilliant. He was great. You know, when you kind of, you know, we do this in this job. We meet proper famous people who have, you know, have been done it all and written loads of great songs and won Emmys and Grammys and everything like that. And you think, oh, I don't know, they might be a bit starry and a bit, you know, they might be a bit, oh, I've talked to Rob Butler from Poxy Radio Norfolk, but this bloke was amazing. He was really friendly, he was really nice, and he's a proper big name in the music world. So we'll leave that to a little bit later. I'm looking forward for you to hear it. It's really great, and yeah, fantastic guest. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later on. Donald Trump, though, has been hitting the headlines again this morning, as we heard in the news with Tim. He's been charged with 4 new criminal offences which relate to allegations that he tried to change the result of the 2020 presidential election. The Department of Justice's lawyer, Jack Smith, says the charges include conspiring to defraud the United States and to disenfranchise voters.
The attack on our nation's capital on January 6th, 2021.
Well, Donald Trump has responded by posting on his social media network Truth Social, likening his prosecution to lawless persecution in Nazi Germany. He's also vowed to continue his campaign for the White House. The latest indictment follows 2 other unrelated criminal cases against the former president. The historian Alan Lichtman, who once ran as a Democratic candidate for the US Senate, says the latest charges could be the most serious yet.
Trump has been charged with the most serious of federal crimes, and I don't mean this in a technical sense.
Donald Trump is the first US president to be charged with a federal crime, but if previous cases are anything to go by, his latest indictment may boost his popularity with Republican voters. A former US Deputy Assistant Attorney General, Thomas Dupree, says the case will hinge on whether prosecutors can satisfy a jury that Mr. Trump knew he'd lost the election or whether he genuinely believed he'd won it.
The jurors may say, well, look, how can we get in someone's mind? Is that really our job?
That was Thomas Dupree, I should say, speaking there. These latest crimes add to Donald Trump's legal troubles. He's due to face a trial in New York next March in relation to payments he's alleged to have made to a former adult film star. And in May, he's set to stand trial in Florida over claims he unlawfully held onto military and nuclear secrets at his Mar-a-Lago residence in the United States, down there in Florida. Well, that's the latest on what's happening over in the United States. Later on in our programme here on BBC Radio Norfolk, we will be getting the latest on the Blakeney doctor surgery that we told you about yesterday. There was talk that it's going to close. We found out exactly why last night. The reasons were revealed, and our reporter Jill Bennett has been there, and we'll hear from some of the people this affects as well. And also, I'm afraid we're going to have to talk about smells this morning as well, which is obviously going to put you off your breakfast. So I'll give you plenty of warning, but yeah, there's a story that Andrew Turner's going to bring you about it's over in the Watton area, and it's an abattoir, which is, let's be honest, pumps out some pretty nasty smells, and quite honestly, the neighbours are getting a little bit fed up with it. So that's an interesting one, but we will give you fair warning. If you're tucking into your ready break this morning and you know, we're going to start talking about, you know, things like that happen at abattoirs, we will give you fair warning.
Aircheckdownloads.com.